Okay, all right. So I don't want to start preaching just yet, all right? But I do just to say a couple things about the video and about the call that God has laid upon our hearts. And that's the only way that I can describe to you what took place when we went in 2018. We went there on a mission trip just to be an encouragement to a missionary that we know there. And on the flight over there, when we landed, God was working in my heart and I didn't know what. But I was preparing to preach that youth conference that we got there on a Wednesday, and on Saturday I was scheduled to preach at a youth conference, and they were making all the final preparations, and I was just taking it all in. And just overwhelmed that I was standing in Australia getting ready to preach and just watching all the final preparations, and my attention was drawn. Of course, knowing some of the labor of these men and their families that had put into Australia, there were about five churches that had come together. As I mentioned in the video, there was about five around the city of Perth, and then four scattered out down south. And there was about four or five that had come together for this youth meeting. And again, just knowing the labor that they had put into Australia. And then just like this, there were some windows on the side of this hall that they had rented. There was a playground out there and a soccer field. It was a beautiful day outside. The people out there had no idea what was taking place on the inside of this hall. You know, the families were playing out there, and as clear as I'm standing here, now, God did not, it wasn't an audible voice, all right? So don't get nervous. I believe God speaks through His Word, and He clearly used Acts 16:9, that passage of Scripture where God used that man of Macedonia to tell the Apostle Paul and his co-laborers to come over into Macedonia and help. And it's as if God used that scripture to impress upon my heart to come and help. Come and help these that are laboring here, but also these outside these windows, these families that have likely never heard a clear presentation of the gospel of Christ. And let me tell you, that is here as well. There are people, of course, I don't know that Alaska would be referred to as the Bible Belt, but even in Missouri, I say this very same thing, in Missouri, which it claims to be the Bible Belt, but as my pastor has said many, many times, the buckle has fell off the Bible Belt a long time ago, meaning that there are an untold number of people all about us that have never heard a clear presentation of the gospel of Christ. Might have heard a watered-down version or a religious-type version, but never someone taking the Scripture and showing them what God says regarding what it means to be saved and to understand the gospel of Christ. And so I wish I could tell you that right away I said, Lord, I'll do whatever you'd have me to do. But I didn't do that. Not that I was being rebellious per se, but again, remember, I had at that time I'd pastored for 14 years, and things were going well. We were in a routine, I guess you could say. I mean, the church was doing well. We had a house. I had a job that worked well with pastoring. So again, everything was just going well, and Australia was not in the plan, all right? But God continued to burden my heart about that, would not let me get away from that, and then opened the door for me and my wife to go back. Our whole family went the first time, and then me and my wife were able to go back in 2019 to get further confirmation, just to visit around more and preach in some more conferences and such, and then in churches, and then just get further confirmation. And so we got back in June of 2019, and I resigned from the church. Our last Sunday was July the 19th. That was also our 15th year anniversary. We'd been in the church for 15 years, so it was kind of a bittersweet day. It was likely the hardest day and the easiest day of my life. It was hard because we'd poured 15 years of our life there, but it was easy because I knew that God was leading in this change. And it also got to the point where, you know, it's almost as if God said, listen, you've been challenging these and preaching and pastoring these folks and preaching that you need to follow God. You need to follow me. And heed my call, and here you are wavering back and forth. And so God used that along with a multitude of other things to solidify this call and make it very, very clear. And you know, don't want to take much more time, but in Acts chapter 16 and verse number 9, where it says the Apostle Paul said, "Come," or the man to Macedonia, who we know is God using that vision in the life of the Apostle Paul. But verse number 10, the Bible says that after they, Paul and his co-laborers there, that group, after they had assuredly gathered that God had called them to preach the gospel, they began to make preparations to go. And that's exactly what we've been doing. We've assuredly gathered that God has called us there. So we began making preparations in July of 2019. Had an auction, sold all the things out of our home. Our home is under contract. And so we're cutting those ties and then making the preparations on this deputation trail. At this time, of course, we don't have our oldest daughter with us. She's the one that keeps up with all the statistics, like where we've been, how many churches. But we've roughly been in around 50 churches or so, and that's including that time frame, the 2-month lockdown where everything stopped per se. But we're, as far as support level, we're right at roughly about 30% of needed support. And our desire is to be in Australia June or July of 2021. All right, that will be less than 2 years of deputation, and might be a little bit high expectations, but we're just asking God that might be the case. We can get there as soon as possible. And I also want to say this, and then I'll be finished. I want to communicate to pastors and churches that we're planning and preparing like everything depends on us, but we're praying knowing that everything depends on God. Meaning by that is that we're going to do everything we can we're going to do our part. We're not sightseeing, all right? Now, if we're driving along, of course, just driving in Alaska is sightseeing, right? I mean, my lands. We was talking this morning a little bit about mountains in Missouri. Of course, you got the Ozarks. They're not really mountains when you compare them alongside these things that you all have here. But again, we're not out to sightsee, but if we're close to it, we're going to look at it, obviously, but we're going to do all we can to be in the churches that God would lead us to, again, to be a blessing, also to get these cards out. If you would, back on the back table, I know many people came in that door there, but on our table back in the back, there's some prayer cards, and we'll leave some as well that you could pray for our family. I'd appreciate it if you do that, because we know this, that God can hear and does hear the prayers of His people across this world. And if we can gather a group of people that are faithfully praying for us, He'll take care of the timing, He'll take care of the finances, and all of that. And so if you would, please take one of those prayer cards, put it on your refrigerator, something that you look at pretty regular, and lift up the Mallard family in prayer. All right? Thank you. Thank you.